All right, make sure you don't step into the boat over the front or you will flip the thing instantly. Step in behind the side stay, and if the sail's in your way, push it out of your way. Step in with both feet towards the center of the boat. First thing you can do to add stability is remove the bungee cord and lever the centerboard down by pulling the handle aft. Next, we're going to step into the back of the boat and get the rudder and tiller that's stowed down in the bilge. Pull this out, unfold the tiller up over the top of the rudder, pick the whole assembly up and place it out into the river, and stick it way out into the river and bring the end of the tiller under the traveler rope. Now we can line up the pintles with the gudgeons on the back of the boat, the pointy fittings with the round fittings, and slide the rudder into position. There's a latch on the bottom one that will keep your rudder from popping off while you're out on the river. Next, we tension the traveler rope and press the traveler line down in between the two spring-loaded cams that are on top of that tank. That will secure the traveler rope, so there isn't too much slack. Now we can step forward into the boat, undo the main halyard, and begin to raise the sail. As we raise the sail, try to feed the rope into the mast so it doesn't jam. It goes up smoothly. Pull hard until the top of the sail is jammed into the top of the mast as tight as possible, and then secure your halyard on one of the cleats on the side of the mast. Once secured, take the downhaul rope, pass that through the grommet on the sail, and down into the clam cleat, that's that silver aluminum thing on the other side of the mast that has little teeth in it, and pull just tight enough to pull the wrinkles out of the sail. Don't pull too tight, just barely get the wrinkles out, and lay that line in that aluminum cleat. You don't need to secure that line to the metal cleat further down on the side of the mast. That's just for halyards. All right, now we're going to look at the tension on the outhaul line that pulls the sail out. We want about a closed hand width in between the sail and the boom in the middle. And then we want to make sure that our boom vang, that black three-part system, is loose here as a beginner.